First things first, we're joined by a linebacker for the Pittsburgh Steelers coming off a game where he had 8 tackles, 1 tackle for a loss in Monday's win over Cleveland, 21 tackles in the last 2 games, a career high 51 for the season. He was undrafted in 2018. The Steelers are still alive. They're 8-7-1, and they've got a big one at Baltimore on Sunday. That, of course, is a CBS game. Linebacker Rob Spillane is my guest. Rob, great to have you on the show, Rob. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on, Jim. Can you hear me all right?
You sound great. Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you just fine.
Good, great. Good to have you. Let me start with that win over Cleveland, Rob, on Monday night. On the very first play from scrimmage, you had that big hit on Nick Chubb in the backfield. You tackled him for a loss. What did you see on that play, and then how good did it feel to start the game off with a big hit like that?
You know, going into a divisional matchup against a team that you see twice a year, you kind of start to understand their personalities as a team and what they like to do. And on that play to start the game, I saw a hole open up, and I thought might as well run through it and try to make a play, and that's what happened. And, you know, it was a good start for our defense. It kind of got everybody energized and ready to go for the game, so it was just a good way to start the game off.
Rob Spillane joining us. You know, think about your game, your sport. It's pretty technical, and the terminology can be pretty confusing. However, in the build-up to the game, you were asked about stopping the run, and you said, quote, it all comes down to fundamentals. Being able to whoop a man's ass who's in front of you is the terminology we use, and then make a play. I mean, is that essentially what it comes down to? Kick the guy's ass who's standing in front of you? Is that the terminology?
That is exactly the terminology, and that goes through in every level of football, starting from middle school football all the way to the NFL. And the more you realize that it's all about the fundamentals and beating that man that's in front of you, trying to get you from the ball carrier, the better you can play. So that's a creed that we live by here, the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's a Tomlin quote, so I love carrying that with me.
I love that. Rob Spillane is joining us. You know, you've got a lot of things ahead of you, but since you mentioned Mike Tomlin, I mean, what an amazing run this guy's had since he's been there. We're now talking about a guy who's been there 15 years, and he 15 straight years to start a career without a losing record. Now that you've been around the team for a few years, what are the aspects of Tomlin that make him such a great coach?
You know, I realized this day one coming to the Steelers organization, what a good leader and organizer of men he is. Every day he comes in with a clear and concise team meeting to start our day in the right track. And, you know, he really sets the tone every morning at 8:30 with his words, and not just his words during that meeting, but his actions and his preparation and game planning and getting ready every week. So I have the utmost respect for him as a coach and as a person.
Talking to Rob Spillane, you certainly are not the first guy to say that about him. So after Monday's win over Cleveland, Ben Roethlisberger, Rob was really emotional. The crowd was giving him a lot of love. How would you describe the emotions of that night and the support that came from the fans and what he means to the fans?
You know, Ben means everything to the city of Pittsburgh and to our team. Been here 18 years at the helm, playing quarterback, leading this whole organization. You know, since I was a young kid and middle school, I watched Ben Roethlisberger win a Super Bowl for the Steelers, and just to be here with him my third year with the team, and to see him still leading, teaching younger guys how to become leaders, but also pushing himself to get better every year. It's an honor to be around a Hall of Fame player like that.
But it's kind of surreal and kind of weird, right? They used to watch him as a middle schooler, and now you're in the same locker room and you guys are fighting for the same things. Did you approach that Monday night game like it was Ben's final game at home as a Pittsburgh Steeler? Was that in your mind?
Not in my mind necessarily. He hasn't came out and said that he's done. They kind of treated it like a farewell journey. But, you know, you never know with players in this league. They might decide, maybe I got one more year or two more years, so I haven't said goodbye to him yet. We're still playing this season. We're hoping to get a big win here this weekend and squeak our way into the playoffs and go from there.
Rob Spillane is joining us. Rob, your situation is really interesting. For instance, D coordinator Keith Butler loves you. He raves about you and says, quote, he plays downhill, he plays hard, he's a smart football player. I'm very glad we have him, and you know, he'll be a starter one of these days, end of quote. What's it mean to you to hear that kind of love and respect from your D coordinator?
You know, it means a lot. And you hear all these media people talking, saying certain things about your game, and you know, I kind of have always been able to block that out and take what I hear from my coaches and my teammates especially. That's what means the most to me. So when I get a coach telling me a pat on the back, or even more so a player that I'm playing with, alongside with, you know, a TJ comes and hits you on the helmet, good play, or Cam Hayward or Minka, that's what means the most as a player.
Hey, by the way, those guys you mentioned, all those guys, Ward, Minka, Cam, these are all great, great players. So when you mention them and you get that kind of feedback, and then I mention your D coordinator and you get that kind of feedback, I want to remind the listeners, and I mentioned this at the top, you did come into the league undrafted. You have had to fight for literally everything you have. So how much pride is there in knowing that you've counted? They count on you on that defense right now, and your D coordinator says you're going to start at some point. How much pride is there given where you started?
You know, I love what I do. I love coming to work every morning, getting better, learning from those guys, especially those three that I listed off, and following what they like to do on their off days, what they're doing after practice. So I've really been able to kind of continue to learn. Even though it's my fourth year in the league, I'm still trying to soak up as much information as possible. And those are the guys that I turn to, the top-end players, the Pro Bowl-type players, the potential future Hall of Famers. So I just try to get around them as much as possible and, you know, become more and more like them on the field and off the field.
Rob Spillane joining us. You know, you mentioned I just love the game. I just love the game. There's also a great story. You had spent some time with the Titans, and you had a preseason game in Green Bay where you had a really nice game. You had eight tackles. And then after that game, you were walking down the aisle of the airplane, the team plane, and Taylor Lewan said, "Hey, Spillane, I heard you had a pretty good game." End of quote. According to The Athletic, your response was, "Yeah, man, I love football. I love being out there with the boys. I love playing." Lewan and Will Compton, two great guys, great dudes. They thought that was pretty funny, didn't they? How much you love the game. What was their reaction?
You know, they kind of teased me at that moment, like, "Oh my God, Spillane, just enough, you know, just go on." But like you said, those are two great guys that I still keep in contact with. Hopefully I'll get on busing with the boys this summer coming up. So such a great place to start my career, and I learned a lot from the guys there and took that with me, and I still do. So, you know, Will Compton, another undrafted guy who played 9 years in the league, so you know, you learn from those guys.
Hell yes, Compton's the best. I love Compton, and you're right, he attacked every single day, still does, attacks every single opportunity. Now, Rob, when you talk about your love of the game, I mean, this is genuine, this is real. Your grandfather, Johnny Lattner, was the Heisman Trophy or was the winner at Notre Dame. And as you've said, every time you put on the pads, you're working like it's the Super Bowl. You played for P.J. Fleck at Western Michigan. He says nobody loves football more than you do. What is it about the game you love so much?
You know, I love waking up in the morning knowing that I'm going to have football practice. You know, getting in the locker room with the guys, getting fired up, putting the tape on your ankles, suiting up, putting the helmet on. You know, every time I put that helmet on, I don't take it for granted, because it could end up being your last play on a football field, a practice, whatever it is. I've been cut so many times before with no future in football per se, that people would say. But so every day that I get to come out and practice, I come out with a smile, and I really do enjoy this game. Everything about it is, feels like home to me. It feels like this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
It's a great response. You know, it's one thing to appreciate the opportunity and to appreciate the game, but then to have an opportunity to play the game in that city for that franchise and to play that position. I mean, I've talked to so many great Steeler linebackers over the years. The late Kevin Green and I used to talk about this all the time. What's it mean to be a part of that tradition, to play linebacker for the Steelers?
So my grandfather, who did one, he ended up coming to the Pittsburgh Steelers wearing number 41. So I also carry that with me as well. And the one connection I had in the NFL growing up as a kid was through the Pittsburgh Steelers. So my family almost raised me on the Steeler way, I would say. The blue collar, tough nose, hard mentality type playing. I grew up playing that type of football in Chicago, and I feel like it's been very natural transition for me to be here, because it feels like home, like I said, playing this style of football.
So you mentioned the game you got coming up. Before I let you go, you've got the Ravens in Baltimore Sunday, Steelers-Ravens, obviously one of the most intense and best rivalries in all football. How would you describe the rivalry between the two teams?
Historic. I mean, the fact that Tomlin showed clips from the past 10 years of game-changing type plays, you know, late in the fourth quarter, and you see all these Hall of Famers, Troy Polamalu making plays, Hines Ward making plays, you know, it really helps cement their legacy and greatness. So no matter what's at stake here, we're playing the Baltimore Ravens, and I know that this locker room's fired up and we're ready to go.
You've got Pittsburgh 8-7-1, and they are still alive. Pittsburgh is at Baltimore on Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern on CBS. Rob Spillane is a linebacker for them, having a big year. Rob, great to have you on the show. Appreciate you and the conversation. Good luck this weekend. Thanks for doing that.
Jim, thanks. You're the man. Have a good rest of your day.
You too, dude. You have a great day. Have yourself a day. I love guys like that. Such a good story. Such a good story. Undrafted, but his grandfather won the Heisman Trophy, and you find me somebody who loves the game more than him. He was so funny about Taylor Lewan and Will Compton just giving it to him like, dude, stop. Stop about how much you love the game. Those are good dudes. All right, so we're getting ready for hour number two. I'll take your reaction to that conversation.